welcome back to Shaping the Future, AI and Innovation. I'm Dr. Ali, your AI coach from Dubai, a city where the classroom of tomorrow is being built today. In this episode, we are diving into one of the most debated topics in universities and schools worldwide, generative AI in academia. Should students be using ChatGPT to write essays? Should professors integrate AI into research? And what are the ethical lines we cannot cross? Generative AI has entered the classroom faster than any other technology in history. Just last year, students were asking, "Can I use AI to write my homework?" Now they are asking, "How can I use AI responsibly to improve my learning?" From summarizing research papers to brainstorming new hypotheses to improving writing, AI is transforming how students and academics work. But the opportunities come responsibility. Let's break down the opportunities generative AI brings to academia. 1. Enhance research. Tools like ChatGPT or Claude can scan massive debates, helping researchers find connections faster. 2. Personalized learning. Students can get AI tutoring tailored to their own pace, filling knowledge gaps. 3. Language bridge. For international students, AI can translate or simplify academic content instantly. 4. Idea generation. AI doesn't replace creativity, but it's like brainstorming with a partner who never gets tired. But here's the flip side, academic integrity. If AI writes your entire thesis, is it really yours? If professors rely only on AI to review research, do we risk losing critical thinking? The key is responsible use. AI should support learning, not replace it. Students should disclose when they use AI tools. Universities must teach how to use AI ethically, not just ban it. In fact, some institutions in the UAE are already leading by example, integrating AI literacy into their courses instead of ignoring it. So, how can you use generative AI responsibly as a student, researcher, or a professor? 1. Use AI as a draft assistant, not a final writer. 2. Always cross-check facts. Generative AI is powerful, but it can hallucinate. 3. Keep your unique voice. AI should polish your work, not erase your personality. 4. Think critically. AI can give you answers, but it's your job to question them. If you follow these steps, AI becomes a partner, not a crutch. Generative AI in academia isn't a threat. It's an opportunity if we use it wisely. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Shaping the Future AI Innovation by Dr. Ali. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify so you never miss an insight. I'm Dr. Ali from Dubai, and remember, the future education isn't just about knowledge, it's about wisdom in how we use AI.